You know, that's what
we're not like weird, crazy artists on a pedestal, you know. We're just dudes that hang out.
They might like to just hang out, but there's nothing casual about Fanfarlo's literate songwriting and lush orchestrations. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, this is Rita Houston. They're now a five-piece band from England, but Fanfarlo started out as a synthesizer and laptop project from Swedish-born lead singer Simon Balthazar. A few years after adding human bandmates and the band name Fanfarlo, Balthazar and company self-released their debut Reservoir in 2009, packaging and mailing the album themselves by hand. They've since signed to a record label and are recording a new album, but when I talked with Fanfarlo about their debut, they told me that the band isn't letting business get in the way of their songwriting or their unique choices of subject matter.
Well, it's it was kind of about Howard Hughes, and I don't know, I was just kind of reading about him just kind of going nuts and hulling himself up in a room with a tape recorder, and I don't know, he's just like an interesting character. We tend to write a lot of songs about, you know, interesting characters.
Start with a character and then riff off of that.
Yeah, exactly.
So kind of getting into the mind of Howard Hughes, was that part of what you were inspired by when you were writing the tune?
Simon's slightly mad, holds himself up in a room with a tape recorder.
Well, in a way, yes.
Yeah, in a way, yeah.
That's kind of also how I write songs.
He doesn't stutter much. And he can't fly a plane.
Well, not yet.
Machine as well. From all that spinning round and round. I scribe all my real. I've bitten off.
I don't know. We just seem to be listening to a lot of, you know, I definitely, I used to listen to a lot of American indie bands, and, you know, we listen to a lot of American kind of folk inspired bands, and I don't know, there just seems to be like a real affinity there. It's not like a conscious choice in any way, but it just seems to have happened like that.
I mean, when different, like, I mean, I tend to speak to a lot of Americans, like, who are into music, and they're kind of real Anglophiles, you know, they kind of like everything that's from the UK. I think with England, it's kind of the other way around, obviously. I mean, we're all kind of really into Americana and old American roots music, and sort of, yeah, like, I mean, look at old American indie bands from the 90s and stuff that really inspired us. It's kind of, to like kind of just get away and come here and kind of feel really familiar with the place and stuff. It's kind of legendary. It was a really great, like, kind of environment for us to kind of record the album.
And
live music from Fanfarlo and the song Comets. Check out more exclusive sessions from the FUV studios anytime online at WFUV.org.